October.
Okay, so I've risked life and limb to come down to the exhibition floor of Learning Technologies, and I'm surrounded by...
Marco Ficini.
Michelle Parry-Sleater.
Levi Phillips.
So I'm surrounded, so I'm feeling slightly nervous, but an audio diary of Learning Technologies wouldn't be complete if I hadn't come down here to just get a feel for what on earth is going on. It's quite quiet, it's the second day in the afternoon, so come on. Guys and girls, tell me, what's it been like down here?
Yesterday, very, very busy. Today, yes, a little bit quieter. What I would say, you know, being on the exhibiting end for the first time for many years, for me, it's been fantastic. I have not known so many sort of quality conversations, let alone these, but quality conversations. Obviously, it's easy to say that's because it's VR and it's all new and shiny, but, you know, it's been a good show and the conversations have been great. But the conversations have been very much wider, not about the tech, more about how can I do better, how can I have better performing training? How can I get more performance outcomes from my training?
That's good. Michelle?
What I've noticed is there's more people exhibiting here now, so things that you didn't see in other years. So, you know, these guys over the way, their apps, and they've got an app and they've got one thing that they're selling, which is nice. It's interesting. It means that there's more variety. So a couple of years ago, maybe it got a little bit stale where it's LMS, LMS, LMS. It's not like that now. Not like that at all.
And Levi, how about you? You're doing something slightly different to everyone else, but how's it been?
We are. We're cutting through the noise with solid research that you can trust. It's really interesting, actually, seeing how the exhibition has changed and the focus that is... We're moving on to cutting-edge technology like VR, augmented reality, and people are really responding to it. But I think what's different for me is I'm noticing that conversations that people are having is they're interested in what the user actually will experience rather than the dashboard that they're going to see when they buy the platform or the LMS. They don't want to see the dashboard anymore. They want to see what the user's going to see. And that, for me, that's really interesting. And I can see that L&D people are getting more savvy about what they're buying. And certainly the conversations we're having at Towards Maturity on our stand are sort of a telling tale of the fact that people are getting more interested in data and making sure that they're making solid decisions. So, yeah, it's changing, which is great.
So
if I may, I'm going to jump in there. So don't tell Laura, but you and I are going to speak after because I'm going to come and poach you because that opening line was so slick. And I know the one thing I am going to remember, and probably the only thing I will remember from this whole conference exhibition is research that you can trust.
Awesome. Now look, if there's one place you expect to get slick lines, it's probably going to be down here. So you've all ticked that box. So well done, everyone. And thank you for giving me not too hard a ride. And enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Martin.